As a skin health professional, beauty and aging are the centerpiece of my research. And one thing is clear, if we want to age well, we had better keep up with our NAD levels. NAD is actually something I personally take every single day to give my cells the energy that they need to operate. And our skin also has cells in them too. NAD is a molecule in the human body that is vital to aging well and remaining youthful in so many ways. NAD creates energy, maintains healthy DNA, detects and uses nutrients efficiently, and even protects our cellular health. Unfortunately, from age 30 to 70, NAD levels decline up to 65%. Simply put, when NAD levels decline, aging accelerates. That's why if you care about slowing aging, you need to get Qualia NAD. Qualia NAD is a clinically tested supplement that can boost your NAD levels up to 50%. It's vegan, non-GMO, with three key naturally derived ingredients called NAD precursors that your body can readily convert into NAD, and 11 additional ingredients that support your body's NAD production. Qualia NAD is the easiest way to support your NAD levels deep into life, so you can stop losing one of the most vital molecules in your body now for remaining youthful and in your prime. So if you're over age 30, help stop your declining NAD levels with Qualia NAD risk-free for up to 100 days at neurohacker.com/radiance and use code radiance for an additional 15% off. That's Qualia NAD at neurohacker.com/radiance with code radiance to age incredibly well from the inside and out. Enjoy today's episode right here on the School of Radiance podcast. Hello, 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 everyone, and welcome to today's recording right here on the School of Radiance podcast and masterclass. And in today's lesson, we are going to be discussing relationships and the skin. Now, this is a very interesting topic, and I would say even just over the last week, I have had a number of clients of mine, one-on-one clients, that have shared with me, you know, Rachel, you asked me about the kind of relationship that I'm in a one-on-one session, and it really kind of like struck a chord. Now, one of the things that are key parts of skin health and our radiance and longevity and energy and thriving in this beautiful life that we are gifted is something called the key determinants of health. And I do actually cover this when I work with a client one-on-one. That's why asking questions about lifestyle are so important. And yes, asking about relationships are important, especially when it comes to radiance, especially for men and women, because if we're in a relationship and the masculine and feminine dynamic is off, or if there is a codependent energy exchange instead of an interdependent teamwork style of energy exchange and mutually beneficial support independently, what this can do is literally change our skin. And it's just really interesting, you know, two of my one-on-one clients within the span of, I would say, 3 days really came out to share with me, to share with me a few things. So one of my dear clients, I'm going to call her Alex. She sent me an email yesterday, which was very touching. And she just ended a relationship because she noticed there were some things in the relationship that, you know, were kind of red flags. And she'd also been really struggling with some skin issues, some skin rashes. And, you know, she'd been doing the purification in her home of air, water, lighting, electromagnetics, starting to do a detox protocol and using great skincare. And some of these skin issues, they just kind of came up all of a sudden after having spent a good chunk of time on a holiday with her partner. And then she gets back home and realizes that there were definitely some red flags in the relationship. And now she's going through the healing process, which I'm super proud of her about. And then one of my other clients, I'm going to call her Annie. She relayed in one of our follow-up calls. So she's a one-on-one client of mine. And then a couple of weeks after connecting with her, We did a follow-up session just to make sure everything was good with her skincare, if we needed to make any adjustments, and answer any clarifying questions on how to use products. This is what I do in my one-on-one care. Is your initial session with me is your customized cake recipe. What to do at home, what to do in clinic, what products to utilize. We talk a little bit about the lifestyle sides of things too, because to be radiant, it's always being ready. It's always being resilient to always be radiant. Because if your oxidative stress status gets too full, you aren't going to be ready, because if one little thing gets added to that toxic bucket, it tips over and you have some issues. So one of the things that she relayed, because I did ask about, her relationships and things like that, and she said, I've been dating this guy. He has some issues with drinking too much, and she has a child herself. She needs to be really careful about the people that she has in her life, or especially around, a vulnerable child. And she said something really interesting to me. She said to me that she had gone over to her boyfriend's house and they watched a movie, and her boyfriend has a roommate, they have three dogs, and she's like, oh my gosh, there's for sure parasites in this house, probably mold too. Watched a movie, and then she came home and she looked at herself in the mirror and she noticed that she looked visibly older. What do you think is going on here? What do you think is going on in the chat for so many of you who are here for this live recording? We have Elizabeth, we have two Elizabeths, Megan, Nina, Shanti, Susan, Tamara, Ellis, phone number ending in 4250, and also many of you catching the replays. What do you think is going on here when a lovely lady is spending time with a man and then she gets home and she notices her skin and her face looks older? What is happening here? And behind the scenes, I'm playing my beauty frequency with some really cool technology behind the scenes. I love utilizing frequency. So that was a hint. What's going on? So when we have exchanges with people, and especially when you are radiant, you're more empathic, you're a little bit more intuitive, and you're doing the work of purifying your air, water, lighting, electromagnetics. I did a whole huge lesson on this in the School of Radiance membership, where I do deep dives on a lot of these topics, the body, mind, spirit, energy, frequency, detoxing side of things, communication. That's what's in the School of Radiance membership. And just this AM recorded a massive deep dive on this. But what happens is when we do the work to clear out the toxins, and then you start to do detoxing for yeast, fungi, parasites, mold, heavy metals, you start to see things differently and you start to feel things differently and you start to become more clear. So, for example, when my one client was having this exchange of going over to her boyfriend's house and coming back home and seeing that her skin looked older, what do you think was going on a deeper level? What you could postulate is, maybe her mitochondrial function was decreased and, she wasn't getting great blood flow. Maybe the EMFs in the house were really high. Maybe she had mold exposure. But what was it about this exchange and being around the energy of this guy? I don't even know if I'd want to call him a man, because, men and women, we have to pass the tests. And when you're considering spending time with a man or woman, they have to pass the test. You have to have shared values. You have to have a clear sense of identity and also have an understanding of things like boundaries. So what I think was happening in this exchange when she was at this guy's house was she is definitely empathic. She's really working on herself. And, this guy doesn't sound like he's doing any of that. Drinks too much. He was probably literally feeding off her energy. And this is actually really common for empaths to actually attract people who really pull and thrive on our energy. This is really something to be aware of as a radiant human. Hi, Lauren. Great to see you here. This is very important to learn about and recognize. When you are in connection with certain people and at certain places as well, what happens to your skin? So, Lauren, love for you to chime in here. And for those of you, have you ever been somewhere where you're talking with people and you just feel like your energy just got totally drained? For myself, doing one-on-one sessions and connecting with so many people, I definitely am conscious about energy exchanges and keeping my frequency pure, body, mind, spirit, and energy. This is something to learn and cultivate. Some of these practices I'm not going to talk about, publicly for free here, because it'll just kind of, go over a lot of people's heads and it won't land and it won't be received. So this is why I teach a lot of these strategies in the School of Radiance membership over at theschoolofradiance.com. Definitely register for a lot of the behind the scenes things that I share. Because when you are on this radiance journey, you start to reduce your oxidative stress from air, water, lighting, electromagnetics, right? You clean things out first, you set the stage for detoxifying, then you actually start to do the gut detoxification because you've opened up your pathways, you've set the stage for detoxifying. You will literally start to see a shift in who you engage with and who you feel good engaging with and who you maybe don't feel good engaging with anymore. So it was really interesting how, with Alex, she had just started her detox protocol. She'd been clearing toxins out and, air, water, lighting, electromagnetics, started a detox protocol, and she just started to see things in a different way with a gentleman that she had been in a long distance, long-term relationship with. So, isn't it interesting? In the span of just a couple of days, two of my beautiful dear clients that I already had picked up were in relationships that, maybe weren't the best. And sometimes when we are in the stage of not having yet done the detoxification, we don't really see things. And this is exactly what happened to me. As soon as I started to detox, I was actually able to see things more clearly and be able to hear myself and my own personal needs. So this whole concept of, energy vampires and people drawing on our energy, it's a thing. And when you are empathic, when you are radiant, I don't want to put out in the consciousness that you're kind of walking around with a target on your back. That's not how I want you to look at it. How I want you to see it is you becoming so incredibly powerful that you can pick up on nuances with the certain words that people are using. Are they consistent in your life or not? Do they have addictive tendencies? Do they have a spiritual or meditation practice? Do they pray? What type of music do they listen to? What type of movies do they watch? What do they do in their spare time? Do they look at, explicit things, right? When a woman is around a balanced masculine man who's consistent and passed the tests, what this does is you will become completely in your feminine and your nervous system will relax. So, say for example, you're having an exchange with someone, we've all had this encounter where we're talking with someone and then our heart just starts racing and it's like you kind of lose your breath a little bit. If that happens, I want you to actually just envision a mirror going up and basically deflecting anything that they might be trying to deflect onto you. This is why mastering your nervous system regulation with hot therapy, with cold therapy, with being as pure as possible is such an important life skill. Because as we move through life, you will have these encounters with people that, it's almost like they just really want your energy because it's so pure, it's so beautiful, it's so radiant. And they might not be doing it intentionally, but some people are doing it intentionally. So I just really am proud of my two beautiful clients this week that recognized that the men that were in their life weren't the masculine men that they thought they were. and that they were able to tune in to what the skin was telling them during these exchanges, what the physical body was trying to convey. That's why when you become so pure, body, mind, spirit, energy, you're doing the detoxification practices, you're in positive emotional states. You know how good you can feel, especially when you've done the detoxification work, because until you do that, you really don't know how good you can feel. Your skin will be more clear, your hair will be more full, your nails will be, healthy and long and not break anymore. You will be able to listen to yourself and notice and feel the contrast around people that make you feel so beautiful and delightful and happy and are also in positive emotional states versus when you are not and when they are not. And when you start to observe these contrasts with, it could be friends, it could be family members, it could be people you're in relationships with, it could be people that you're in a professional relationship with, they're part of your community in whatever capacity that might be. This is why learning how to protect your energy and notice the signs when something is a little bit off is so incredibly key in order to maintain your beauty and radiance. We are not allowing anyone else to take energy from us that is not mutually beneficial. So when you become radiant, you are literally going to become a magnet for other people who are on a similar frequency. It's like you put out this beacon that when it, wherever you go somewhere, you're just making friends, you're making connections with people that have shared similar values and that also have learned things like boundaries and look after themselves. This is also a really common thing that I see a lot of my clients struggling with who are very conscious about how they care for themselves. They're, for example, biohackers. They purify their water, they purify their air, they do things to mitigate blue light exposure. They wear, glasses. They turn their router off at night. Maybe they wear EMF protective clothing, keep their phone on airplane mode, don't wear, smartwatches. Smart technology is making us more dumb. That is a fact because they are physiologically impacting us. This my oxidative stress status and its impacts on the skin research article really highlights how a lot of these modern technologies are actually, they might give us light and give us the ability to connect, but they're actually dimming us and they're reducing blood flow, they're impairing sleep and all of this. So when our sleep is impaired, when we have a higher level of oxidative stress, our ability to think more clearly and be able to discern if is this a good connection to make? How do I feel in this connection? Is it easy for me to communicate with them? Or am I getting stressed out and hyperventilating and, I just can't wait to leave? So in my Audible that is finally released, Radiance, the New Skin Science, I warmly invite you to all listen to my Audible. In fact, the beauty frequency that I'm playing behind me here with a couple, copper coils, no big deal. I actually have this playing behind the scenes when I'm recording in the studio, the Audible. Again, if you go on Audible and just look up my name, you'll find it. It's Radiance, the New Skin Science. I recommend it because it's a lot of my story. And it's not always easy to talk about this, just full transparency. I know some of you are probably like, oh, Rachel, you show up all the time on camera. This is not easy to talk about. The concept of becoming radiant, becoming our most beautiful version, doing the detoxification work, and then realizing that, wow, this relationship that I thought was great is not as good as I thought it was. And you can literally see this. I saw this with higher rates of acne, more headaches, more pain, inflammation, this excess weight that just was sticking around. And then imagine that you leave that relationship or, that connection with that person, and that excess weight just, falls off and your skin starts to feel better. Elizabeth Greer, hello, has a question. Is there a way to listen besides Amazon? Yeah, if you just go on to the Audible app, on your phone, you can download the Audible. I highly recommend doing the audio version with me. And full transparency, the reason I did the Audible was so that there was a specific type of frequency running in the background. And also, when I then take this book to a publisher, I know that they're going to want to change things up and all that goes along with publishing something. So it's a little bit more of the real raw version of my story. So yes, Audible is a component of Amazon. That's the oh, yes, Audible is part of Amazon. I think you have to subscribe. Yes, you do need an Audible account to get it. But trust me, this is going to be a journey to inspire you. Please let me know any questions that are coming through in regards to relationships and the skin. One observation I'm just going to make of my beautiful clients over the last even just few days, for some reason, I've just seen an uptick of women really realizing that the partnerships that they were in weren't actually the highest relationships for them. And then when you kind of get a sense of what these guys were like, they were dealing with addictions. They are, looking at other women, are going to places that aren't conducive to being a great person. So when you are connecting with someone, especially with forming relationships, you have to have those shared values. And there are lots of great places to meet people, by the way, that have similar shared values like you. For example, like health conferences, biohacking conferences, these are fantastic ways to meet people. And when I started to really learn the power of radiance for forming our communities was actually when I spoke in Orlando at the biohacking conference. And I spoke on this concept of radiance. And of course, this is where I unveiled my most recent research article, Oxidative Stress Status and Its Impacts on the Skin, that you can find on my research page over at theschoolofradiance.com. And I mentioned in that presentation that the why behind desiring to be more beautiful comes from a deep-rooted why for confidence to form our community. Then after I gave that presentation, we had a meetup downstairs by the hyperbaric oxygen chambers. And I had a few lovely ladies come up to me. And during this time, you'll listen in the audible a little bit more about my story. They actually were from the location where I'm in now. It was, what are the chances, right? Beautiful women, new friends, right? Building our community of like-minded individuals, literally 10 minutes from where I live. What are the chances? So this just goes to show you that when you are in more of this pure radiant frequency, it's going to make you more beautiful and it's going to better allow you to discern whether or not a relationship is in the highest for you. So what I want to do is actually share with you a couple actionable steps for you to take in order to support you on your journey. So please let me know if there are any questions coming up, because this is something that is a, I would say, a really sensitive topic and something that I've just received a lot of questions about recently and also observations. So let me just kind of get into things. So basically, for one of my dear clients, Alex, I shared with her a couple of things. So here's a few actionable steps for you to consider. I have done a previous lesson on trauma release. So say, for example, you are also empathic and you also have recognized that maybe you formed relationships with people in your past that really pulled upon your energy. And then you started to learn that, okay, maybe you're, empathic, you can pick up on people's energy, you're pretty intuitive, you're able to read the room, get a sense of things in a different way than others.
This can actually, there are certain people like narcissists that love this type of energy and they feed off it. And of course, as an empath, you want to help everybody. So if you resonate with this and you've come from a relationship where this was the case, there is a trauma release course that really, really helped me. And what I'm going to do is put this in the chat. If you're listening to this replay, just send me an email, info@theschoolofradiance.com. Or better yet, book a one-on-one with me or have a follow-up if you're already a one-on-one client. So I mentioned to do some trauma release work to basically not only look at the mental things, with traditional counseling and things like that, but to really go quite a bit deeper in regards to energetic clearing and purification. We are body, mind, spirit, energy, and then other aspects to ourselves. So if you are kind of grappling with this concept of spirituality, mindfulness, meditation, prayer, if you're having a lot of resistance to that, I really want to ask you why you might be having resistance to that, because we are absolutely beings that are meant to have some type of community church connection. So the next thing that I mentioned to her was really cultivating and forming your church community. This is absolutely everything. When I was in a transitional period, there was no way I could go to church because people would be asking me how I was doing. I did not want to get into it at that point. However, now I found a just incredible community that really lights me up. Being in communion with people that share similar values and belief systems as you is really powerful and very encouraging too. So the other things that I mentioned was, depending on how frail you are at this time, read whatever spiritual practice you follow. So for me, it's the Bible, and avoid listening to mainstream movies and music, especially during the time of healing, just to really keep your frequency pure. And what you're letting in. I personally don't watch a lot of modern movies, and I prefer to listen to older styles of music, just because with the frequency, with a lot of really modern music, I'm not a fan of. I play guitar, I make my own music and things like that. Listen to classical orchestra and things and all of that. The other thing is to not always be alone. So she has a great friend. When I made a huge transition, I spent good time with a great girlfriend too. We were there to interdependently support one another too. This is actually a really beautiful time when, men and women are going through shifts in their lives to be able to have bonds that are so strong that you can actually hold each other's energy and help each other heal in a really healthy way. So with that also comes down to spending time alone. So taking things like salt baths with magnesium, with borax, with baking soda. These are really great ways to relax and detox the body as well as purify the etheric body, right? Body, mind, spirit, energy. The human biofield is an emerging body of science. I even have a piece of technology called the BioWell. Can actually visualize the human biofield a little bit different than the aura. I haven't done work with looking at the aura, but I have done work with analyzing the human biofield. And once you see this stuff, once you can quantify it, it's like, wow, there really is an element to us that is unseen. We are more physical than we are non-physical. In fact, most of the universe is created of the fifth element, which is dark matter, which is space, right? Fifth element is kind of cool concept. And so next up, detoxing. So keeping up with your detoxification protocol is really, really key as well. In the School of Radiance membership, I did a really deep dive on exactly what my detox protocol looked like, the results I saw, the timing of it, things that I did that really worked, things that I would do a little bit differently, and more insights into that. So I highly recommend that for those of you who are curious about what I do behind the scenes, join the School of Radiance membership. It is absolutely the place to be. Register now. There's a pay in full option. There's also a monthly payment option. And Tamara, you are ready. I know we met a little while ago and you said, okay, October time, the kids have their stuff sorted. I'm going to be ready. So I just put the link in the chat, schoolofradiance.com and membership. There's so many of you in here who are also ready as well. So what are you waiting for? The sooner you learn this stuff, the better, so that you can stop making the same mistakes with your relationships and cultivate your radiance. So when you are detoxing, there are specific things that you're going to want to take alongside your yeast, fungi, parasite, heavy metal, mold detoxification too. And for those of you who, and also adrenal support, because this is going to be a little bit of a tax on the body. So supporting the adrenals all the time when you are detoxing is really key. But first, you have to open up those detoxification pathways with doing the body, mind, spirit energy work alongside the air, water, lighting, electromagnetic purification work, and then getting into detoxing. So where a lot of people go wrong is they just sort of jump straight into, a 10-day cleanse. And they can actually have some pretty negative things happen when the body isn't actually ready for detoxifying. So I just wanted to put that out there because there is a really great strategy to kind of like gently get your body ready for detoxifying. Again, I did a huge deep dive on this two-part series in the School of Radiance membership. The other thing is that my Audible was literally just released. You all are the first to hear about it. And the reason why I recorded this was it took a lot of courage to share my story. The producer, and he had his assistant, I just put in the chat the link to actually get the Audible as well. He said to me, and I knew he wasn't BSing me. He said, "This is something that the world really needs to hear." So, again, getting back to relationships, there's a lot of people who are really psychologically scrambled right now. There are a lot of reasons why. A lot of times it comes down to just they don't have access to information that can clear their nervous systems, reduce their oxidative stress. They're really distracted, or they, simply don't want to be doing the work. Or they don't have a desire to, or they don't have a motivation to. So the interesting thing is when you are doing this radiance work, you're clearing out your body, mind, spirit, energy, you're detoxing, you're purifying your air, water, lighting, electromagnetics. Your skin, hair, and nails are the physical rewards to you doing the work. And the Audible is actually a big, a really great strategic guidebook to help you with that. Because some of you are very motivated by your appearances. And there's nothing wrong with that, whatever your motivation is. However, to really enhance your appearance, you got to do that inner work. There's no getting around it. You can be, a hot 25-year-old, doing the club, the Yahtzee, and things like that. But if you don't have any concept of body, mind, spirit, energy balancing, you don't have a concept of what the divine feminine and the divine masculine actually represents and what that feels like. You may actually inadvertently expose yourself to things that aren't in your highest. So honestly, the earlier you learn about these things, the more clear you are and the better chance you have of having better relationships with yourself and with others. Again, it always comes down to this purification. Hello, Lisa. Great to have you here. Please do let me know any questions you have in the chat. That's the whole point of being here live, is to connect with me and ask me questions. What are some of your specific questions around relationships and the skin? What are some of the things that you have found interesting in having me highlight the fact that within just a couple of days, two of my clients reached out, "Oh my gosh, I just left this guy and now my skin rashes are starting to go away." Or, "Oh my gosh, I just hung out with this guy. I got home and I looked like I'd aged overnight," right? Again, the more clear we are, the better we care for our skin, which is the largest organ of the body. And the faster we can recognize when we've, say, eaten a certain food or had, a treat or alcoholic beverage, or been in a certain environment, been around certain people, and seeing what the signals are that our skin, hair, nails, energy, sleep is telling us are so incredibly key. So one of the things that I like to talk about is a specific style of communication. So for those of you who are doing the work, you are, maybe having a hard time connecting with people that don't see health in the same way that you do. Number one, I don't want you to be preaching from the soapbox. All of the incredible things that you do behind the scenes to look after yourself. We're living in times where, there's definitely more division. Some people are into health, some people aren't. It really just depends on what people's values are and how psychologically sound and rock solid they are versus how psychologically, energetically scrambled they are. So if you are in a situation where it's a family event, it's a social event, it's a professional event, and you find yourself having communication with someone, and you recognize early on that the values, the shared values are not there. So, say, for example, lifestyle wise, they like certain songs, they like certain music, they like going to certain places, they do certain things with their money, they have certain political views. You can really pick up on the fact that you don't have shared values. What I want you to do is not get into battle with them. Instead, what I want you to do is start to ask them questions. Now, this is where things can get really sophisticated in communication. And I don't talk a lot about these things publicly that I've studied and that I utilize and that have really made a massive difference. But it actually is in the world of negotiation. So when you are in a conversation and you realize very quickly that you don't have shared values, it's not up to you to explain and justify what your values are, especially when you're communicating with someone that doesn't have shared values. What I want you to do instead is start to ask the other party questions using calibrated questions. So, for example, what do you think about this? So, the more that you can ask them questions, the less energy you're going to be spending in that conversation. People love to hear themselves talk. So this is what I like to call the in and out strategy. And there's a lot of nuances to this as well. Lauren, great. The holidays are coming up. How do we prepare and recover from interactions with lots of group activity? This is a fantastic question. And this is actually part of the reason why that I'm doing this lesson on relationships and the skin, because there's going to be a lot more social engagements and activities coming up. So y'all need to listen to my Audible book, Radiance, The New Skin Science, and also join the School of Radiance membership. Let me know if you have any questions about the School of Radiance membership. I'm going to be sharing a link. So if you have questions about the School of Radiance membership, book a session with me and I'm happy to answer those questions for you. Okay. But basically, when you're having these conversations and engagements, you want to have this in and out approach, which is something that I was briefly touching on and then answered your question, Lauren, because yes, this is something we must learn in order to protect our energy and also have a great experience and exchange with people. Especially when we might be tired, maybe we had to travel to get to a place, we're just, drained, we don't really want to be engaging, but we have to put on a good face, right? So the more you get the other party to talk, honestly, the happier they are going to be in conversation and the happier they're going to feel because you got them to talk more and they got to share more about what's important to them. And then what you want to do is after you've had a great exchange, be very gracious. There are a lot of nuances to communicating with someone and allowing them to feel like they're the most important person. This is through present moment awareness and very sophisticated listening, communication, negotiation skills that, I don't really want a lot of people to know that I know. So I teach this, I do give an outline in Radiance, the New Skin Science Audible, but I do a much deeper deep dive on this in and out communication strategy in the School of Radiance membership. Okay, great question. Susan, Rachel, how long does the School of Radiance membership last? This is essentially a lifetime access membership. What I do want you to take into consideration that for me to employ body, mind, spirit, energy practices, air, water, lighting, electromagnetics, and detoxification, and how my life totally shifted, I would say it took me about a year and a half to strategically deploy these things. And the way that I deployed them, looking back, was in a perfect way for me. So what I do in the membership is, you join the membership, you get access to a number of pre-recorded modules, just jump to whatever topic, you get everything all at once, jump to whatever topic is feeling most important to you, and you can skip around. It's all good. I really want you to be able to access the information in a way that, okay, this topic of communication is lighting up first and foremost. Okay, I really want to learn about grooming. I really want to learn about etiquette. And I really want to learn about how to, stay rock solid energetically and spiritually. So I want to jump from those topics. And then we also have our bi-monthly live calls. The other really interesting thing to answer your question, Susan, how long does the School of Radiance membership last? I'd like to give you about a year to do the transformation. So that's why, lifetime access, you're going to need about a year to really put all these pieces into practice. But we have bi-monthly live calls. Sometimes I do a little bit extra. And the reason I do these live calls is each and every one of you who join the membership, I have you fill out a questionnaire of what you're most excited to learn about. I also then have you take a couple of assessment quizzes to allow me to better learn about your specific personality archetype. Now, when it comes to relationships, these are also quizzes I would love for you to take with your partner, so that you can have a greater sense of your operating systems so that you can have better relationships. So the School of Radiance membership, it's really the behind the scenes. I talk about frequency, I talk about detoxing protocols. I created the School of Radiance membership because after a one-on-one session, taking my skincare tutorials, which I have another skincare tutorial starting next week. And this is where I show you how to use your skincare products, hair care, hair growth products. We talk about biohacking, women's health, skin rejuvenation, both at home and in clinic. We talk about skin cycling, so peels and retinols and dermal rolling, how to integrate all that. And of course, that's where I teach you how to use your dermal roller as well as advanced protocols. That's my skincare tutorial that I do seasonally. All that is at theschoolofradiance.com. Early bird pricing is happening now. And then the membership is like the cherry on top. So this is about how to have the energy of not only look beautiful, but how to enter a room and have the right people notice you in the right way at the right time. And when your energy is at a certain frequency, you are literally going to blast out people that are not in the highest for you. Now you might be thinking, what? How does this stuff work? I don't quite understand what she's getting at. This is something that really took me a long time to unpack. However, working with thousands of clients since 2011, I started to observe what were some of the commonalities in these beautiful clients of mine, typically aged 60 to mid 90. Why did they seem to age slower? Why did they come across as happier and more joyful in their lives? What were some of the common trends? This really came down to key determinants of health, body, mind, spirit, energy practices, the quality of their relationships, their family unit, having some type of prayer, meditation, spiritual practice, performing, cleansing and detoxing, but of course, looking after their skin as well and doing some rejuvenation so that they're presenting as their most beautiful version. So I've studied beauty and radiance for a long time now, and I've really hit the jackpot on what I'm here to teach. On skincare, hair care, looking after ourselves, beautification, and of course, radiance. Radiance is this final piece. Yes, learn how to use the right products for your skin, use how to actually apply them, do your at home, your in clinic rejuvenation in a way that works for your values, budget, lifestyle. And then also learn how to show up because people can spend all the money in the world on rejuvenation. However, if they aren't in a positive emotional state, they are psychologically, energetically, physically, spiritually scrambled. They can have spent all the money in the world on their rejuvenation. However, if they then go to open their mouth and they're having really poor exchanges and communication in relationships, it's all kind of just wasted, right? So when you combine the principles of being radiant, body, mind, spirit, energy, radiance is the electromagnetic projection of all of your other body systems coming along just fine in accordance with Ayurveda. That's how radiance is defined. So this is really also a key element, the radiance component to slow aging, to allow you to be more in tune with what feels good for you, to allow you to show up better in your relationships, right? With higher communication, being more positive emotional states, understanding your personality archetype operating system, as well as that of your partner, as well as those in your friendships, your professional acquaintances and colleagues, and in your community. So I've worked with a lot of really sophisticated speakers and researchers in this space, especially in the personality archetype and interpersonal dynamic space, as well as negotiation and things like that. Not to mention, have spent tens of thousands of dollars and over 10,000 hours on learning how to be a presenter and show up on stage. So I've looked at all of that, lots of etiquette training too. I've looked at all of that that I've learned, what my most vibrant, high vibe, beautiful, radiant clients are doing, and then looked at it from this beauty and radiance angle. How can we take this information and utilize it to have our highest level of beauty and have a radiant, beautiful life? What does that look like? How do we do it? It took me a long time to figure out actually how to teach this stuff. So that's truly what the School of Radiance membership is all about. It's the cherry on top to bring all those pieces together. And it's really fun to teach. And it's quite an honor to teach as well. So, Susan, to answer your question, School of Radiance membership, it's essentially going to be lifetime access. Give yourself about a year to do to employ the different strategies, learn at your own pace, go through different topics as what is seeming the most important to you at that time. Eventually, you'll get through all the lessons. Join live to ask your questions live with me, kind of like, what we're doing here, but we go very deep. These, podcasts and master classes, they're more of like a macro view. And in the School of Radiance membership, it's much deeper into truly the behind the scenes things that I do, especially for detoxing and communication and body, mind, spirit, energy purification strategies. Like, just forget it. I'm not talking about that stuff publicly. It's a little too personal, if you know what I mean. And yeah, you'll never fall behind in the School of Radiance membership. And when you do your questionnaire, I will learn more about which topics are more important to you to learn about. So some of the feedback that I hear from Michelle, from Stephanie, from Jennifer is that they feel like I'm speaking directly to them in the content, in the live calls, the lessons, because I am, because I know exactly who's in that group. I love my one-on-one clients, those who take my skin tutorials, membership. Yeah, I'm just really grateful for each and every one of you. And I'm really grateful for all of you here who are learning about the impacts of relationships on the skin. Elizabeth, Elizabeth G, Elizabeth W, Lauren, Lisa, Megan, Nina, Shanti, Susan, Tamara, and those of you catching the replay. I don't hear relationship coaches talking about this at all. I also don't hear communication and, narcissistic abuse recovery people talking about this as well. I mean, there is one who I shared in the the live chat. Her coursework does go really deep. But I feel like if you are doing this healing, you are looking to understand more about who you are, what you're here to do, and remember aspects of yourself in really deep ways. It's really easy along the way to get distracted by people who are also scrambled. It's also easy along the way to get distracted by people who are talking about, health stuff, but they're psychologically scrambled themselves too. And I actually see that quite a bit in the health influencer space. So that's why, eye contact, seeing how people are live, forming coherent sentences, these are all signs of someone who is always ready and always resilient, which is always radiant. There's a lot of really great people out there doing a lot of good things and sharing a lot of really helpful information. Susan says, it sounds perfect. Thank you. Yes, Susan, I'm simply here to, help share what I've seen work for myself, my beautiful clients, right? Having gone through the process, really tough times, dark nights of the soul, right? That's been my life over the last year. It's just test after test, moving on faith, continuing to unwaveringly look after myself, body, mind, spirit, energy, right? And still, despite all of this, having the best hair, skin, nails of my life, the best relationship of my life, the most beautiful interdependent relationship, learning more about the feminine and masculine dynamics, the faith component, the testing component are definitely, I would say, the most challenging components. But when you are in these positive emotional states, you are going to be able to overcome the obstacles. So that's really what radiance is all about. It's always being ready so that your toxic bucket is as empty as possible. You have your environment set up to be conducive for reducing oxidative stress, purifying your air, water, lighting, electromagnetics. You've cleared out yeast, fungi, parasites, heavy metal, and mold. You're doing it ongoing, which I teach more about in the membership. And you're using the right products, personal care products, hair care that aren't contributing to your toxic load. You are really conscious about where you go and who you are engaging with, communication-wise, relationship-wise, because you've become so clear that when you notice, so say for example, my two clients this week, bless them because they're going through some hard times and they know that they have some transitions to make. And this is all part of the journey, right? We all go through these hero's journeys. This is exactly what my Audible is all about, Radiance, the new skin science. This is about my hero's journey, my detoxification radiance journey, the struggles that I had, the mentors that I made along the way, and then the reward. Can any of you guess what the reward was from my hero's journey at this stage in my life? Any guesses what my reward was? I'll wait. All right. My reward was beauty and radiance, mental clarity, intuition, essentially radiance. The humming along of body, mind, spirit, energy practices to emit this electromagnetic signature that is radiance. Again, it's the 10th body in Ayurveda. And there can be various levels of radiance depending on the electromagnetic projection. I know this stuff can kind of sound a little bit out there and a little bit abstract, but there is absolutely something to this. I really don't see a lot of people talking about radiance. They'll talk about, clear skin, glassy skin, things like that, high vibe frequency, but there really isn't a lot of people talking about radiance. So that's why I'm so thrilled to, this is what I get to do in my life. Hello. I get to talk about beauty and radiance. I hit the jackpot. I must be doing something right. all of you here are simply, not simply, but you're part of the journey as well. So definitely check out the Audible Radiance, the New Skin Science. It's sure to inspire you. I'll learn a little bit more about my personal story. And then, of course, join the School of Radiance membership. This is the place to be for a lot of the deep behind the scenes practices. In the Audible, I actually share quite a bit about the long fast journey that I did in the desert at altitude. This was actually, come to think about it, up to a 10-day fast. What I did, how I felt, and being able to see a photo of myself and for the first time and be like, wow, I look absolutely beautiful. My eyes sparkled. My smile looked extra warm and happy. My skin was on point, perfect hair day. Nails looked fantastic, right? It's the way that you look is a reflection of the way that you are. So if you are currently dealing with acne, with hyperpigmentation, hair loss, collagen and elastin changes, yes, aging is something that we all inevitably experience. However, I have seen a lot of people aged to 60 to 90 that even though they have signs of aging, they do emit this beautiful positive energy. They're in positive emotional states. They're doing things that bring them joy. They have great relationships. They have good boundaries. They have a communion with people that have shared values. So please let me know in the chat if this is resonating with you. This was a little bit of a courageous, bold topic for me to talk about, relationships and radiance. But I mean, it had to be done, especially with two of my clients, two of my dear clients over the last couple of days asking for this. So if they're asking for it, I'm sure that some of you out there are asking for it too. You're currently in a relationship with someone and you get home, you look in the mirror, you're losing your hair, you're feeling like you're aging faster. I even had someone on social media be like, yep, I definitely felt like I was aging faster and then finally left the guy and 10 pounds just like shed off and my skin looked better. Now, I'm not saying Elizabeth says you are a rock star. Well, thank you. You might see me on a stage playing my Gibson Les Paul sooner rather than later at church. I kind of got recruited to join the band. I was in a band when I was younger. It's in my Audible. It's really funny. And all of this stuff, I'm not sharing it in a way to get you to question your relationship you're already in. Because ideally, we really desire for our relationships to stand the test of time. However, if the relationship was formed on unshared values and poor boundaries, there's something to be said for that. So for me, I was in a home, and my partner would unplug my air purifiers. Like, come on. Doing something to benefit both of us. And, it gets unplugged without me knowing. I'm like, oh my gosh, like we're in renovation. We live in a moldy home. Like, why on earth would you want to unplug these things? And then just some other things came up too. So that was, something really hard for me to do. And I had tried to leave a number of times before and just didn't have the strength. So when I did the body, mind, spirit, energy stuff, the detoxification stuff, I finally started to see things more clearly, was not in denial, which I was for a long time. I didn't have the strength. I didn't have the capacity. I didn't have the readiness, the resilience, the radiance, all of that. So not the easiest year of my life. However, I would say it has been the most rewarding and the most transformative. So for those of you who have connected with me here and are resonating, my heart just really goes out to you. Really, I would love for your relationships to work and to take this information and to allow your relationship to continue to thrive. On the flip side, for those of you who you know that you're empathic, you're intuitive, you're with someone that's totally pulling your energy, sometimes you got to take that bold move and it is never easy. Megan says, this is one of my favorite topics you have shared. It all resonated with me. Thank you, prayer pose. Well, you're very welcome, Megan. I wasn't sure how this topic would be received, because it's a little bit offbeat, right? The School of Radiance, I talk a lot about skincare and rejuvenation, but it was just like this overwhelming signal and message from, a couple of you. Actually, I would say three, two one-on-one clients, one person over social media. Within the span of like 3 days, talk about relationships and the skin because there's a direct correlation and it comes from an energy exchange that is depleting. It's literally a sucking of life force. It is a reduction of your ability to be in your feminine, because sometimes you could be around a man who isn't really in their masculine. Because at the end of the day, I'm gonna sound super traditional here, but at the end of the day, the beautiful balance of the masculine and feminine is, for some reason, people get triggered by this. So, free trigger warning, okay? The man protects, the man provides, the man performs leadership, okay? Those are great qualities in a masculine man. When the woman is around that, their nervous system can just chill the F out. They don't have to worry about doing this around the house, that with the car. The man takes care of that stuff. I'm very traditional in that way. And having gone from an imbalanced masculine feminine relationship, oh, trust me, there's a huge contrast. The woman is the, spiritual protector is actually a big part of that. If you think of Jesus and Mary, Mary Magdalene, you know what she was doing behind the scenes? She was holding down. I don't hear a lot about that. So the woman is the nurturer. They are, the spiritual protector. They're, providing. They're in their own way. They're loving, they're nurturing, they're caring, and they're just being in their beauty. And men thrive on women being in their feminine form. In fact, I have heard this over and over and over again from men, that a man feels more masculine when they're actually around a woman who is, their nervous system's relaxed. They are in their feminine. They're in positive emotional states. They're not a cyborg on their cell phone or their smartwatches. And they're grounded. It's less of this women working like a man and being successful in the corporate sense, to really getting back to the softness of being a woman, right? In previous lessons, I've asked you all, what are very feminine qualities? And it's the softness. It's this just like really beautiful, soft, smooth energy. And when we're in an imbalanced dynamic, the woman wants to get everything done. They have to feel like they're the leader in the position. That is going to age you so fast right then and there, because your adrenals are going to be taxed. You're going to be in the mom brain. You're going to be wondering, worrying about this. You're going to be worrying about that. The guy just wants to go to sleep. That's the difference between the men, the masculine and the feminine brain. By the way, we are literally wired differently. Just some added things there. Hello, Maureen. Great to have you here. All right, so let's wrap this up, shall we? Thank you, everyone, for tuning in to this live session, Masterclass, the School of Radiance podcast with myself, your host, humble human on a mission here to help you achieve and receive the best hair, skin, nails of your life and live radiantly. How do we do that? Through purification, through using great products that are customized to you, to balancing your body, mind, spirit, energy, and always being ready, always being resilient, and thus always being radiant. Radiance is the electromagnetic projection of your body, mind, spirit, energy, and other aspects of you coming along just fine. Be sure to download my Audible, Radiance, the New Skin Science. Learn more over at theschoolofradiance.com, where one-on-one sessions are available. My skincare tutorials, with my next one starting very soon. So register now for early bird pricing. Of course, the deeper dive on all of the things that I do behind the scenes, technology-wise, purification-wise, communication-wise, in the School of Radiance membership for that ultimate experience with the cherry on top. Love you all so, so much. Maureen says, sorry, I wrote down 2 p.m. All good. Catch the replay. You can catch some of my masterclass replays. Some of them are here on the podcast, the School of Radiance podcast, and some of them are on my skin shop that you can find over at theschoolofradiance.com. Love you all so much. Have a fantastic rest of your day, and I will see you again right here at the School of Radiance.